The Dobro was created by five Slovakian brothers who emigrated to the United States in the late 20s, 1920s. First of all, they invented the guitar, the national guitar, the real shiny metal guitar that you see, like on the cover of Brothers in Arms, a Dire Straits record, made it real popular to look at a few years ago. It's played with a slide, and it was adopted by a lot of blues players, but it was predominantly created to be a Hawaiian guitar to be played with a slide, because the Dopera brothers, being Slavic, like their music loud. They invented a concave sort of speaker cone made out of spun aluminum that went in the top of the guitar. People hear them every day, but they really don't know what they are until they see them and they go, oh, yeah, I've seen one of those before. Or, now I know what that sound is. I heard it from Josh Graves, who played with Flat Scruggs, who also had a big Kentucky connection. They played in Lexington, Kentucky in the late 40s, early 50s, and that's where J.D. Crowe heard Earl Scruggs, and that's where Josh Graves started playing with Flat Scruggs. So I have that connection with J.D. there, but it's an instrument that makes a certain sound. Every Dobro player that I've ever talked to says the same thing to me. When the first time they ever heard it, it went right through them. I was a 10-year-old kid, you know, playing Dobro in northeastern Ohio.
You sound like someone who loves music, and you're not too terribly concerned about the classification of that music, whether it is rock and roll or country or blues or jazz?
No, I mean, I'm not really concerned with it. I mean, musics are all attitudinal, right? I mean, rock and roll is an edgier kind of music than country music. Not a lot more these days. And I think it'll probably go back to roots music, which I'm most comfortable with the blues. And also, through my friend Edgar Meyer here in Nashville, a lot of crossover classical music. And things that I've played on, done stuff with Yo-Yo Ma and Josh Bell and, you know, those people, the same as Sam Bush and Bela Fleck. We all sort of play bluegrass-related instruments, but we've managed to infiltrate that camp as well.
Talk a little bit, Jerry Douglas, about your work with Alison Krauss and Union Station, which I understand you've been a member of that band since 1998.
I first met Alison when she was 14 years old. She had just signed with Rounder Records, the label that she's still on, and she came down to Nashville with the fellow Ken Irwin from Rounder that had signed her, and they were looking for a producer for her, and I heard her, and I thought, wow, she's going to be a big deal someday. And it didn't take long at all, and I produced her second record, and then I've played on every record except one since then. She's just amazing. I mean, she has this wonderful voice. I mean, when I was first introduced to her, she thought of herself as more of a fiddle player than a singer. We told her right away, we know you like to play the fiddle, but you're a great singer. You're such a wonderful singer.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine?
Tell us about the show.
We have kind of a 1-2 punch of vocals from Alison and Dan Tominski. And Dan sings the more powerful, like, bluegrass stuff. Alison just tears your heart out. And then Dan stomps on it, pretty much. But the band, instrumentally, is just, I mean, I don't know of a better bunch of players than are in this band. But that's what we'll be doing in Danville. Playing the music from Paper Airplane and from Records Past and a few instrumentals and some entertaining. Allison's just nuts. She asks the craziest things on stage. And you have to pay attention. She's got a soft voice, but she is a very witty MC. And it's a really entertaining show.
Thank you. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just...